Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Let me turn to my guests who are here with me this morning, and we'll talk about shopping local. Georgette Allen is here from the city of Farmington. Good morning. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me.
It's good to see you here.
Yeah, good to see you.
Thank you. Jamie Church is here from the Farmington Chamber of Commerce. Welcome back.
Thanks.
Welcome back to both of you, but you've been here more recently than Georgette
was.
Yes,
I think just last week.
That's right. Georgette was here on the phone
okay,
on Monday.
But, anyway,
but you're both here in person. We can see your smiling faces. So thank you for coming in, both of you, for talking with me about this unique idea. And I think it came from the latest maybe stay-at-home orders and trying to remind folks about shopping local and supporting local businesses.
Yes. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead, Georgette.
Georgette, let me ask Georgette first.
So sorry. So we were brainstorming the city and the chamber about how can we support local businesses, but not just now, but in the future. So yes, a lot of this sparked just because of what's going on with the pandemic and stuff and the shutdowns, and it's made it extra difficult for businesses. And so trying to think of a creative way where people, you know, we know our community wants to support local businesses, but sometimes, you know, maybe it's you're not sure who all's out there, right? So there's some of them we probably all know about, but there's some of them, you know, that the community might not be as familiar with. So this platform, the Facebook group that we created, is just, it's like a one-stop shop, like a virtual mall that you go into and find all the local stores that you want, goods and products, and so you know when you're going in there, these are all your fellow community members. But it's something we figured if we kick it off now, it's something that can continue in the future. You know, we don't want it to go away because we always want to support local.
Exactly.
Right, and of course the reason to do that is, of course, we've got local friends and neighbors who are the owners and workers in these businesses, and of course there is revenue that comes to the city and county and other cities from these businesses too, and that all helps everybody.
Right, exactly. So this platform is again designed to help our local consumers or customers find these local stores, and we did want to make sure that we extended it beyond Farmington, beyond chamber members. This is one of actually the few things that I do as the chamber director that we're actually extending out beyond chamber members, because I know this is important. We need our local economy to continue to grow and be strong well beyond COVID. So this is another one of these great examples of just collaborative efforts. So this is a collaboration between obviously the chamber and the city of Farmington, but also we're extending this to all businesses in San Juan County. And it's just a way for these smaller local, could be retail store, could be restaurants if they're doing gift cards or gift baskets, to be able to have a platform where they can put their business, how people can locate them, and how people can shop from them during the shutdown. And I think that's the most important message, is that a lot of people, when the governor's orders come out or the new public health orders, they just assume everything's shut down. But restaurants aren't shut down. You can still go and get dine, you know, carry out,
right,
curbside, sure, go through the drive-through, the Grubhubs or the deliveries. Those things are still happening. And the same with retail. Most of them they're not shut down. They can do curbside, or they can ship, or they can arrange for delivery. And we need to remember that, because that's, I think, what happens is people just assume, oh, everything's closed down, where there are ways to shop from these places and support them. And so we thought this would be a good platform to be able to get that word out.
Right. And so to be clear what we're talking about here, you have chosen Facebook, right,
yes,
as your platform. And
yes,
so this is a new kind of group or page on Facebook then that's made available to these local businesses in the county?
Yes, it's a Facebook group. And so you do, you know, have to request membership or whatever as a business as well. And we want to make sure it stays true to its message. So, you know, it has nothing to do with anything else. We don't want people posting off-topic stuff. This is specifically for businesses. We want to keep it a positive, friendly environment. You know, consumers can go in there, find what they're looking for, and again, knowing that they're supporting local. So, yes, it's the Shop Local Farmington San Juan County Facebook group. We just kicked it off this week. We're still building business presence in there. So if you're a consumer and you go in there, you know, be patient, keep coming back, make sure you're turning on the notifications, and know that we are still growing the business community in there. So
great. And this is open again to all local businesses in the county, basically, right? It's a regional effort, right? A countywide effort.
Yes. And we did create some rules just to make sure that it stays true to what it's meant to be, which is what Georgette just said. So businesses that have a business license within the, you know, Farmington or the, or San Juan County, businesses that are able to do the kind of things we're talking about, the gift cards or the online sales and things like that. We certainly right now, while things are shut down, don't want to confuse consumers where a business posts, oh, you can come in and shop, because maybe right now you can't. Now that might be down the road after the, you know, we are allowed to reopen or go into that green tier, as the governor's mentioned. But so you can change your posts as things change. But we just want to make sure that we are providing that information so that the customers out there can support those businesses and shop from them. And one of the unique things, the way we set it up in this Facebook group, and honestly, Georgette's done all the work on it, and all I've done is just, when she makes a tweak or an adjustment in the group, I'm like, okay, great, thanks. So she's actually done all the work on
this. She's helping me monitor. It's a lot of work. It truly is a lot of work, because Facebook doesn't quite give us the exact settings that we want.
Right,
and so we want businesses to be able to post, but we don't necessarily, we don't, it's for businesses to post, not for consumers.
I can't put my garage sale stuff.
You know, a news article, or you want to vent about whatever is going on in the world.
It's not for that.
Again, it's just, a positive place to come in and shop. And so, you know, you kind of, you have to monitor those things and go in and approve the post for the businesses and stuff like that. So we have to stay on it.
But let me just say, as a Facebook user, I appreciate the moderators to keep a group to its mission and that you don't have to scroll through all the extraneous to get what I want. So this is great that you both are kind of monitoring that, and I appreciate that.
And the way it's structured is that there are topics, and we created topics, and we can continue to add topics as necessary that have to do with what you might be looking for as
a
customer.
So it sorts those
and so
posts.
You as a business, so okay, I'll use my sister's thing, her Feet of Clay pottery co-op.
A great business in Aztec.
Well, I was going to just say she's my sister. And so, but anyway, so she went in and she posted for Feet of Clay and their gift giving. And then you put that post under a specific topic. It could be unique gift ideas or artisan. I think hers went under artisan because it's pottery.
Right.
We also have food, restaurant, unique gift ideas, gift cards, books, retail, clothing, boutique. So that way, customers, in the past, these groups started out with a great intention, but if you don't organize it in that way, things just get lost down in the scroll. You know how every time new Facebook feed comes in, everything just gets pushed down. So this way, those posts stay under those topics. So it's going to be a lot easier for customers to find what's going on.
Right.
So obviously, Chili Pod, another one of my favorites, Monica with the Chili Pod, she got her business listed in there, and obviously it went under restaurants. But she could also make another post about how they're doing gift cards and put it under, you know, gift cards. So that way it helps people find and think about, oh, yeah, that's right. I could just go get gift cards from all these great places and give them out this holiday season. So it is organized in that way, and I think that's great, because I think that's going to help keep it from just people going in at the beginning thinking, oh, this is great, but then realizing, oh, I got
to
just
find
keep
stuff.
Scroll. Yeah, exactly. So we wanted it to be easy to find.
That's great. Very good.
And it's as far as our roles in it. So, you know, we as the city and the chamber, we've created the group, basically the platform, encouraging businesses to come in. Hey, you know, when you put something on your page, you know, you send it over here, put a post to, or you can do an original one in there. We're the moderators, admins, whatever. We're kind of, you know, the group police watching just to make sure, like we said, it's staying true to its purpose and its message, and it's staying positive. And then maybe even putting, you know, from time to time, I think Jamie put something in there just about, you know, support local or whatever. It's those little reminders of people, or, you know, if we come up with, hey, here's some ideas. So like the gift card thing, you know, that's a unique gift idea. So that's what we're doing as admins there to support the businesses. So.
Right.
Right, which is great. And so this is open, again, to any business. They don't have to be a chamber member in Farmington or Aztec or Bloomfield or Kirtland. They can join this.
Right.
And you just approve their membership, I guess, and then they can start posting. Is that how it works?
Yes.
Yep. So it's open. Yes, right now it's open because, again, we talked about those Facebook
rules.
Right. So right now anybody can submit something for a post, and then as admins, Jamie and I can go in and approve those. And again, it's only business posts that are going to be approved. So if a consumer goes in and tries to share something, you know, it's not going to be approved, some off-topic thing. So.
Right, which is very important. And so so this is something that's going to hopefully continue beyond the holiday season, though, is your hopes, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
As things reopen or as we open and close or open and close, whatever the next few weeks or months look like, this can adapt to all those different scenarios.
Right, exactly. So, mm-hmm. you know, convenience and people wanting to get things in a convenient, quick manner, that's one of the biggest reasons that some of these bigger online retailers have had the success they have. But mm-hmm. I think our smaller local stores can provide quite a lot of that as well. They can deliver. In fact, they can deliver to your home if they are set up to do that. Mm-hmm. Or they can do curbside, or you can buy from them online and they can ship for you. So a lot of our local stores, absolutely. They have these same things. But, you know, so this forum is not meant to just be during COVID or holiday, I think. And I also think it's a way for these businesses that are a part of it to think, how can I change how I do business? How can I change how people shop from me? Because I think if this last 6 months, 7 months, or however long it's gone now. Where are we in? I don't even know.
Week 36. I know that.
36. If it's taught us anything, it's like we do have to make changes, and sometimes quickly, on how we do things. So Georgette was talking about, we were discussing this whole platform and how it was going to work, and that businesses right now, there's a lot of resources out there to how you can change your business model to do more online. And so this is a great opportunity for businesses to look into, how do I change this? And there's resources out there. We were talking about blogs.
Absolutely.
And
blogs,
things like
and
that.
YouTube. There's mm-hmm. a lot. I mean, you know, I have my favorites that I follow, just as, you know, somebody who has to manage quite a few social media pages, and because it's forever changing. Technology is forever changing.
Right.
The way, you know, Facebook and their algorithms, or even Google and stuff, and how you rank, and which was another point. So, you know, some businesses might not be set up real well. So when you know, as a consumer, I go in and Google, you might not be popping up on the page. And so people might not know about it for local stuff here, especially if you're brand new. So that's another thing about this Facebook group that's wonderful. If you're in here, I can go in there and see everything. And, you know, you're not missed on Google. But anyway, sorry, back to what we're talking about.
No,
so, yeah,
that's important.
Yeah, it is. So because a lot of people don't necessarily know. They think, I started, you know, a website, I'm automatically going to come up in a search engine, but you don't necessarily, because the way Google ranks, and you got to kind of build that. So businesses could be possibly missing out if they're not out there constantly, you know, building their search engines stuff on there. So this Facebook page helps with that because it's in there. And, you know, I want to support my local here in San Juan County, and I can find them right there. So,
and at the beginning of during the shutdown, the chamber did a series of Facebook Live events, and our first one was with two boutique owners here in Farmington who have really learned how to utilize Facebook Live. And so we did a Facebook Live event, and they talked about what they had learned, and they gave out a lot of great helpful information. And we really were trying to get the message out that even if you're not a clothing boutique, you could take this model of using Facebook Lives for your business. And so there are great resources out there, and it is for some of our business owners, I know it's a tough shift because they're used to just opening their doors and having people being able to come in and purchase and go. And it is kind of hard sometimes to think about having to shift. And especially if you think, well, it's only going to be for 2 weeks. But I do think this is something that we are going to be seeing much longer than 2 weeks. Not this particular shutdown. That's not what I'm saying.
Right.
But this idea of, at times, things are going to have to scale back as far as hours of operation.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And people are getting used to being able to just be in their home and
just
shop.
Competing with the big ones, you know, the ones that you would not Amazon, stuff like that, competing with that.
Right.
And I know I think a lot of it seems maybe overwhelming to business owners because, you know, it's their business. That's what they know and do. And now it's like, I have to learn this whole other thing, and it seems like so much out there, but those taking that little bit of time every day, you know, the first 30 minutes of your day to watch a YouTube video, and they're free, a YouTube video or read a blog or something about, okay, where are we at right now? How is Facebook working? How is Google working? And then, you know, implement that into your your business, right. You know, every day and your marketing. So
true.
And I think just by having our unique gift idea topic, I mean, I was thinking about, like, there's so many businesses out there who might be thinking, oh, I just don't really, you know, I don't have clothing or jewelry or stuff for the holidays. I think the gift card thing, or I think you could come up with creative gift certificates that you could sell during this time through this platform. So I really think any business can be out there and use this as, you know, this is a free tool, a free resource we're doing. There's no cost to this. Again, you do not have to be a chamber member. Of course, I hope if you're not a chamber member that you might think, well, maybe I should become a chamber member. But,
sure.
But you know, this is free, and we're doing this to try to help our local businesses and our local economy continue and be strong and get through this. So really utilize this. And it's not saying don't post on your own pages. And I think
exactly.
Still do all of that, but just share that post. And we're not actually trying to even create extra work for you.
Yeah.
When you do a post that says, hey, I'm doing a online virtual sale tonight or something like that, or a gift card extravaganza, just share that post into this group once you've been approved as a member. And so that way the people that are joining, and we're getting quite a few.
Yeah, we got swamped yesterday.
I know, and we were just approve. And
be careful what you wish for, ladies.
I know. But so what I think the point is, there's an audience there waiting to see your things, your business
they
topics.
They want to support.
Yeah, they do. So
their community.
Well, and I was going to make a point too. It's strength through numbers as well. So if I have a small business and I've been working to maybe build my local business page, and maybe I've only got 500 people or 1,000 people or 2,000 people, this group I would think would have maybe potential for more members and more audience and more eyeballs looking at my posts, and I could expand my reach by joining this cooperative effort and really kind of expand my potential customer base.
Right, exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And again, I think the emphasis on this platform being about the shop, supporting the local and not getting into all of the other things that sometimes other groups with good intentions started with and they just kind of got hijacked.
Yeah.
Right.
That, because we're being so careful about this and because we are, I think that's something else refreshing for not only the customers going in, but the businesses as well. So,
well, there's a lot of places, shopping pages and swap pages and garage sale pages and things like that they're just a hodgepodge of stuff. And so to know that this is kind of curated and sorted and for the user, for the customer, it's easy to find maybe what I'm looking for. That is a big deal.
Right, exactly.
Absolutely.
So,
and as it goes along, you know, hopefully, and like we said, you know, Facebook's always changing stuff.
Yes.
So, you know, we hope like there'll be some more tools and stuff like that. The particular group, because you can set groups up in a different manner. So what we used gives those extra tools. You know, there's units under there, there's topics, stuff like that. So, you know, we can go in there as admins and, you know, tweak things or add other things, reminding people about the shop local, you know, initiative, stuff like that, or even giving ideas to the businesses and stuff. So I think it's a good group. I see it going on forever and continuing to expand it and more tools.
And I think there could be some unique things down the road too as we get through this season we're in right now that we could expand to it, maybe with ways for people just directly from that particular group to purchase. And I haven't figured all that out, but I think there's potential to build it. And, you know, someone not related to this at all, was somebody else on Facebook, made a comment the other night that I really thought about, that we're not a support local community. And I really thought about that. And I thought, I wonder why they thought that. Why aren't we a shop local? Why aren't we a support local community?
Person said that?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was puzzled by it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe being with the chamber, I just am so focused in on that. I'm not seeing the the outside. But
interesting.
I thought, well, then there's room for us to go up in that then. If that is a perception people have that live here, why and how do we change that perception?
Right. That's interesting, because we're a destination for a lot of people come here specifically to shop. And so it's funny if maybe the locals don't feel that way.
Yeah, or that I think the comment was more that in the community, we're much more supportive of the bigger box stores. And look, I'm not here to get into that, because we do, big box stores are important. And a lot of them, all of them, in fact, are Chamber of Commerce members. And they are important, and they do provide goods and services and
jobs.
Jobs. And they support all the sport teams. They sponsor things. So I am not here to do that at all. However, it was just an interesting comment that we're not a community that supports the smaller local mom and pops. And so that just has given me a lot of thinking over the last few days. How do we become more of that?
Well,
I think people... And I think this is across, and this is just my perception. I didn't get this from anywhere, but we're so obsessed as a society now of those, you know, all the for gift wise, you know, what are we getting, like the electronics and the big gadget and the next best thing and the next, and there's all these other wonderful things. So when we talked about those unique gift ideas, I see people out there, some of the businesses posting about gift baskets and stuff like that, and those are great things,
you know,
a collection of different things, and it doesn't have to be, you know, this we're so focused on, you know, the next big, you know, phone or the next big, you know, whatever it is. And I think, you know, especially parents, and you know, you're so focused on that. I got to get that for my kid because that's, you know, that's the gift. That's what's going to make me, you know, mom of the year or something. But we forget about all these other wonderful things, and, you know, and the artisan stuff. And I feel like this group brings that together. And again, you know, maybe those things are kind of out of your mind because they're not in your face all the time. Like the big, you know, the big companies are doing the marketing for it. That's always what's in our face. And so I like this because we can see all those other things. Like, I'm obsessed with the artisan soap. I love that. I'm really excited about the new business.
I know. In fact, I did. Nizoni Soaps is the one she's talking about. Just opened downtown. And I did send her a message yesterday and said, you've got to get on this Facebook group.
Yeah.
So, you know, we are trying. That is a wonderful business we want to see succeed. And that's what this is about. Mm-hmm. We just want to see these businesses succeed. And if we can help in some way with this forum. And again, Georgette is very good at reminding me that the businesses, they need to be the ones to get in and post. So if you're a business listening,
come in and post.
Sure.
Yes.
If you're a business listening and you're confused about how you find it or how you do it, we are more than willing to answer questions because we know not everybody's even on Facebook.
Yeah,
really.
And that's true. Yeah.
So we're here to answer questions and get you going on it. But then, you know, we definitely want you to be engaged.
Sure. Yeah. And for that, I think, you know, again, I think there's been a lot of studies that show that Farmington and San Juan County is a Facebook kind of community. We use Facebook a lot more than, say, Twitter or something else.
Right,
and that would be, so that's where your potential customers
are.
And that's why you're on this on this platform. I was going to point out, too, that you mentioned the big box stores, which we love, and they provide a lot of things to the community. But they, from a marketing standpoint, and you both know a lot about marketing, you know, they have their big corporate marketers.
So they can
put an ad on network television and have it all across the country. And, and a small business, they're not able to do that. They don't have access to those resources.
Right.
And so this is one more way to maybe advertise in a different way what they're doing and how unique their gifts are. You mentioned some of the artisan things. And, you know, if you've got someone hard to buy for, you know, you're probably not going to go to a big box store and buy them what they could find down the street at their big box store.
Exactly.
But find something from the local community that's so unique and so different and so representative of where we live and love and the community that
we're
in. That's what this is all about, too.
Right.
Well, and getting in there and posting as your business, too, and I saw it, so Ashley, I think, does a lot of stuff from her personal page too, and that's up to the businesses if they want to, you know, get on their business page or whatever. But you know, it's kind of that you're putting yourself in front of the consumer, and the consumer is getting to know you, and I think that's so important, especially, you know, in a smaller community like this. You get to know the person that you're buying from. You get to know that brand. It's, you know, hey, I know that individual. They're out there putting it out there, you know, showcasing their, you know, whatever it is that they're showcasing that day and telling us about it, and that helps me put a face to that store. And I like that, you know, that's kind of that cool, you know, small town feel or whatever. You go in shopping and you know that individual and, you know, you build that relationship with them. So this platform, and again, getting the businesses to go in there themselves and post these things, you're speaking directly to your customers.
Right. And that's one of the things these businesses can provide that Amazon cannot. Now, not to bash Amazon. No. I don't want anybody getting
mad,
but you try to call Amazon and say, hey, I'm really looking for a unique gift idea for my sister who has everything. Do you have any suggestions?
Well, first
of all, they're not even going to answer the phone.
Yeah,
first of all, it's just going to be a contact us and we'll get back to you. But here, locally, you call a local boutique. In fact, there's a Secret Sister thing going on Facebook right now, and I've been on saying, hey, Secret Sister's awesome, but please get local and shop local, yeah. And here's a, you know, do this, because that's so fun. You have that, you can call or email or text and say, hey, I'm really looking for a great gift, and this is what they like. Do you have any suggestions? Great, that's perfect. How can I pick it up from you? That is customer service that you are not ever going to get from the bigger box store. You just have to say.
Very true. We just have a couple of minutes remaining this morning, and so I just want to kind of recap what we're talking about and how folks can get involved. So if there's a local small business listening this morning or watching this morning within the sound of our voices in San Juan County, they are eligible to be a part of this new Facebook group to be able to share what they're doing, right?
And you can find it. You can search
Shop Local Farmington San Juan County. It should come up.
Yes. Yeah. If you're a business wanting to, just contact me at the chamber. So that is 505-325-0279. Contact me or send me an email through the chamber, and we will get the link to you. And then you go to that link. We'll get a notification saying, do you approve this member? And we say yes. Then you can go ahead and post, and we would have to approve the post as well, which seems like I know a lot of steps, but really once you're in, it's not that big of a deal.
Right.
So, but just contact me through the chamber, and we'll make sure that you get the link. So,
okay.
Yeah.
And if you're having trouble, feel free to reach out to us. That's something else we're going to do for the businesses. So, you know, when they sign up or join the group, we're going to be sending out some tips and tricks for them as well. And just some places that they can also learn, you know, hey, here's the best practices on Facebook or whatever. Mm-hmm. And some other kind of marketing tips as well, online stuff. So it's just another helpful and added bonus.
Very good.
One more thing I have to add, because we're doing a Shop Local Christmas tree for Festival of Trees.
That's right.
So if you haven't seen the notification, Festival of Trees has changed their dates. So it's going to start December 1st. But the chamber's actually doing a Shop Local tree in the window of Artifacts downtown. And everything on the tree will be from chamber members, that things you can do, how to support local, and things that you can buy locally. So that's one other thing I wanted to say.
Good point. Very good.
Thank you.
And then for just regular old shoppers like me, I just need to join that group or follow it on Facebook. What do I need to do for that?
You can join the group as well. So yes, consumers, and we were trying to get it loaded with businesses first before it got out, but word spread. And
that's
okay.
Social
so
media.
Come on in. And so we're telling consumers, just be patient. We're still building it and bringing in businesses.
Okay.
So yeah, just ask to join the group and we'll approve you.
And then I just turn on the notifications, and so if there's a new post, then I get notified on my Facebook page of what's being posted,
Or if somebody's doing a Facebook Live or something like that, you know, or if there's a new post or something, then you'll get a notification.
So. Okay, very good. Well, thank you both for coming in, and I think thank you for your efforts for all the local businesses in San Juan County. I think it's great.
Sure.
Very good. Well, happy Thanksgiving
to
both of
you. Thank you.
You
too. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you very much. Georgette Allen and Jamie Church, my guests here on KSJE. And back with more in just a moment, everybody. The time right now is 8:40 a.m. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.